Saving languages from eradication is a tall task as time goes on. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Manisha Gelman, associate professor of political science in the Marlborough Institute for Liberal Arts and Interdisciplinary Studies at Emerson College, delves into the process to keep the words alive.
James Jensa is one of 16 advanced-level Yurok language keepers alive today. He teaches the Yurok language in far northern California at one of four regional high schools where the language is offered as a standard language elective. Settler colonialism included attempts to eradicate indigenous languages like Yurok by interrupting intergenerational language transfer. Native American boarding schools operated as spaces for what I refer to in my research as culturecide, the killing of culture. Indigenous students in the United States and Mexico, along with many other countries, were made to attend schools where they were beaten for speaking indigenous languages. Now, new generations are being encouraged to sign up to study the same languages many of their grandparents and great-grandparents were forced to forget. Victoria Carlson, the Yurok Language Program Manager, told me in an interview, "When we speak Yurok, we are saying that we are still here. Speaking our language is a form of resisting all the things that have been done to our people." In my research, I document how access to indigenous languages in schools benefits different groups of students in a range of ways. Heritage speakers, those who have family members who speak the language, get to shine in the Yurok classroom as people with authority over the content, while white and non-heritage minority students benefit from access to perspectives left out of previous K-12 schooling. Scrapping curricula that teach the doctrine of discovery, the notion that colonizers discovered the Americas and had a legal right to it, for content that includes minority perspectives, is a step toward decolonization in education policy. Culturally relevant curricula, including Native American languages, affirm contemporary Native presence in the schoolroom and support pluricultural democracy.
That was Manisha Gelman of Emerson College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.